It's time to talk Auburn Bulldog football with Coach Tony Jansen. Last week, the Bulldogs took on the Syracuse Rockets, an undefeated team. And, Coach, your kids went into that game knowing that they had a shot to win a district title. And they gave it their all. That's what you ask as a coach, your kids give it your all. Syracuse is just a fine team this year, undefeated to this point. Your kids played with them for a long time in that game that you eventually lost 54-27.
Yeah, you know, and we're not ready to do a, you know, postmortem on the season. We got another week, but I think when we look back at this, you know, you compare, you always look for growth and you compare results, not necessarily score, but how you guys, your mm-hmm. guys approach the game. And we really struggled early in the year sometimes coming out with the right mindset. And not 100% why, but I think we've found some answers and we have seen some growth. And our guys did come out ready to fight, you know. We got a first down and then we're stopped on our first drive, but you got Syracuse driving down the field doing what they do, and we're able to force a turnover deep in the territory where we start a drive at the 3-yard line, and we put together a really, really nice 97-yard drive. And then Syracuse answers back. They get a touchdown. They get an onside kick and a touchdown. Again, I think early in the year our guys would have kind of hung their head on that. We come back and we hit a big play, I believe it was a 56-yard touchdown pass. You know, they kept fighting. They weren't afraid of the situation. You know, a ton of respect for Syracuse and their program, and we knew they had a great senior class this year. We'd seen it coming for years, but our guys didn't shy away from the challenge. They played hard. You know, again, you lose, it's not good enough. We made too many mistakes. We allowed them to wear us down. We didn't tackle well enough. You know, all those things that you can correct, but it's feeling a lot better situation on that than we did early in the year. Cause like I said, our guys' mental approach, our guys all week, our approach to practice and our approach to preparation, our approach to this game is really, really good. And, again, you're always disappointed in a loss, and you want to find the areas where you can improve and continuing on. But I think in terms of our overall approach to the game and approach to competition, I was really, really pleased with how our guys attacked that.
Yeah, good way to go up against everybody. Just like I said, Syracuse is just a little different animal this year than what they've had in recent years. Your kids, you talked about that first month of the season was just a horrible schedule. I mean, it was murderer's row for you. It seemed like every week the kids got off to a slow start. And as you said, they've made progress. And as a coaching staff, you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough schedule. We didn't play, you know, not to sound corny, but Bulldog football. We weren't playing mm-hmm. Bulldog football at all. And we've taken, and that's what you got to be consistent with that. From day one when I started coaching here, I said I always want to have a program that our guys can be proud of, that when you go somewhere else, you can stick your chest out a little bit about it. And we weren't playing a style that you could be proud of at that point. But what you can be super, super proud of, again, is, you know, a lot of times, I mean, how many times do you see teams that get off to bad starts and that just carries throughout the year? And mm-hmm. they're never able to get over that hump because kids are kids. And sometimes it's easy to be mentally weak on that and not grow from it, just accept that as your fate. And our guys didn't accept that as their fate. They played really, really well in district play. And now we got to finish it out. We got one more game. And for the first time in a while, we know we're playing for just pride. You know, there's nothing else after this game. The season's going to be over after week 9. So we got to show that we have that, again, mental fortitude to come out and play with pride and put our best performance together to finish the season right and then to send the seniors off the way that they deserve to be.
Well, I would expect your kids, I mean, obviously disappointed after last week, but, hey, it's Nebraska City Week. They got to be ready to play against the Pioneers. That's every year.
Absolutely, because we know if we don't and they win and the Nebraska City wins up there, we know – I mean, frankly, we know the sort of celebration they'll have, and they put a lot into it, as they should. You know, it's a rivalry mm-hmm. game. And so, yeah, I think no matter what, you'd like to think that the guys would be ready to play strong and finish the season the way you want to. But having it be a close game like that, a rival, I think certainly helps to keep the focus.
Mm-hmm. Tony, as a coach every year, you hate to see your seniors go, but, I mean, that's what you're there for as an educator, is to move them kids along in life. So you guys do a nice job of that. But you say goodbye to some seniors. It's always a sad time at the end of the football season when you say goodbye to those kids that have been with you for at least 4, if not 6 years through junior high.
Yeah, it's the hardest part of coaching when you got to say goodbye to a group. And this is just a great group of kids. It really is. They've all contributed at different levels, but every one of these kids embraces their role, no matter how big or how small. And it's really a group of guys that understands the team aspect of football. And, you know, I don't beat that drum as much as you need to. Every sport, I want kids involved in multiple sports. And, of course, I'm biased, but I think football is the ultimate team game. You got to be willing to sacrifice your body for one another. You really got to be selfless. It's not a sport where you can say, hey, this one or two guys going to take over here. You really rely on each other. And, again, you've had guys on this team that have had to do about everything. You've had guys that have had to take kind of small roles, but you got to take great pride in them, and they've done that. These are just truly team players, great individuals, and kind of like you said, they're guys that I have no doubt that after they graduate from here and they move on to the next stage in their life, they're going to be continue to be super successful and just be great contributors to society. They're great kids.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us today, and I always enjoy our conversations throughout the football season, and I guess for a change, we're going to wrap it up early this year at the end of the regular season. So, again, thanks a lot, and good luck, Bulldogs, coming up Friday night.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate all you do.
That's our Auburn Coaches Show for this week.